was just passing the time of day with old Troy of the DMP at the corner of Arbor Hill there, and be damned, but a bloody sweep came along, and he near drove his gear into me eye. I turned around to let him have the weight of me tongue, when who should I see, dodging along Stony Batter, only Joe Hines. "Lo, Joe," says I, "how are you blowing? Did you see that bloody chimney sweep near shove me eye out with his brush?" "Such luck," says Joe. "Who's the old bollocks you were talking to?" "Old Troy," says I, "was in the force. I'm on two minds not to give that fella in charge for obstructing the thoroughfare with his brooms and ladders." "What are you doing around these parts?" says Joe. "Divil a much," says I. "There's a bloody big foxy thief beyond by the garrison church at the corner of Chicken Lane. Old Troy was just giving me a wrinkle about it. Lifted any God's quantity of tea and sugar to pay 3 bob a week. Said he had a farm in the county down. Off a hop of me thumb by the name of Moses Herzog over there near Haydesbury Street." "Circumcised," says Joe. "Aye," says I, "a bit off the top. An old plumber named Geraghty. I'm hanging on to his toenail for the past fortnight, and I can't get a penny out of him." "That the lay you're on now?" says Joe. "Aye," says I. "How are the mighty fallen? Collected of bad and doubtful debts. But that's the most notorious bloody robber you'd meet in a day's walk. And the face on him, all pockmarks, would hold a share of rain. Tell him," says he, "I dare him," says he, "and I double dare him to send you round here again. Or if he does," says he, "I'll have him summoned up before the court, so will I, for trading without a licence." And he after stuffing himself till he's fit to post. Jesus, I had to laugh at the little Jewy getting his shirt out. He drink me my teas, he eat me my sugars, because he now pays me my money. "Are you a strict TT?" says Joe. "Not taking anything between drinks," says I. "What about paying our respects to our friend?" says Joe. "Who?" says I. "Sure, he's in John of God's, off his head, poor man. Drinking his own stuff," says Joe. "Aye," says I, "whiskey and water on the brain." "Come around to Barney Kiernan," says Joe. "I want to see the citizen." "Barney Mavourneen's beats," says I. "Anything strange or wonderful, Joe?" "Oh, not a word," says Joe. "I was up at that meeting of the City Arms." "What was that, Joe?" says I. "Cattle trader," says Joe, "about the foot and mouth disease. I want to give the citizen the hard word about it." So we went around by the Linen Hall barracks and the back of the courthouse, talking of one thing or another. Decent fella, Joe, when he has it. But you like that, he never has it. Jesus, I couldn't get over that bloody Foxy Geraghty, the daylight robber, for trading without a license, to see. So we turned into Barney Kiernan's, and there sure enough was the citizen, up in the corner, having a great confab with himself, and that bloody mangy mongrel, Gary Owen. And he waiting for what the sky would drop in the way of a drink. There he is, says I, in his glory hole with his cruishkeen lawn and his load of papers, working for the cause. The bloody mongrel let a grouse out of him, would give it the creeps. Be a corporate work of mercy if someone would take the life of that bloody dog. I'm told for a fact he ate a good part of the breeches off a constabulary man in Santry that came round one time with blue papers about a license. "Stand and deliver," says he. "That's all right, citizens," says Joe. "Friends here. Past friends," says he. Then he rubs his hand in his eye and says he, "What's your opinion of the Times doing the rapparee in Rory of the Hill?" But be gob, Joe was equal to the occasion. "I think the markets are on a rise," says he, sliding his hand down his fork. So be gob, the citizen claps his paw on his knee and says, "Foreign wars is the cause of it." And says Joe, sticking his thumb in his pocket, "It's the Russians wish to tyrannize." "Arra, give over your bloody cotton," Joe says, "I've a thirst on me. I wouldn't sell for half a crown." "Give it a name, citizen," says Joe. "Wine of the country," says he. "What's yours?" says Joe. "Ditto Macanaspi," says I. "3 points, Terry," says Joe. "And how's the old heart, citizen?" says he. "Oh, never better, O'Carra," says he. "What, Gary? Are we going to win, eh?" And with that, he took the bloody old towser by the scruff of the neck, and by Jesus, he nearly throttled him. So anyhow, Terry brought the 3 points. Joe was standing, and big up, the sight nearly left me eyes when I saw him land out a quid. I was through, as I'm telling you, a good-looking sovereign. "And there's more where that came from," says he. "Were you robbing the poor box, Joe?" says I. "Sweating me brow," says Joe. "'Twas the prudent member gave me the wheeze." "I saw him before I met you," says I, "sloping around Pill Lane and Greek Street with his cod's eye, counting up all the guts of the fish. Help, Joe," says I, "and all down the farm." Oh, don't be talking. I was blue mouthy for the want of that point. Declare to God, I could hear it hit the pit of my stomach with a click. Little Alf Bergen popped in around the door and hid behind Barney snug, squeezed up with the laughing. And who was sitting there in the corner that I hadn't seen? Snorting drunk, blind to the world, only Bob Dorden. I didn't know what was up, and Alf kept making signs out of the door, and be gob, what was it? Only that bloody old pantaloon Dennis Breen in his bath slippers, with two bloody big books tucked under his oxter, and the wife hot foot after him. Unfortunate wretched woman, trotting like a poodle. I thought Alf would split. Look at him, says he. Breen, he's traipsing all around Dublin with the postcard someone sent him with UP up on it to take a life. And he doubled up. Take a what, says I? A libel action, says he, for £10,000. Oh, hell, says I. The bloody mongrel began to growl. That'd put the fear of God in you, seeing something was up, but the citizen gave him a kick in the ribs. Be a little hushed, says he. Who? Says Joe. Breen, says Alf. He was in John Henry Menton's, and then he went round to Collis and Ward's, and then Tom Rochford met him and sent him round to the sub-sheriff's for a lark. Oh, God, of a pain laughing. UP, up. The Longfellow gave him an eye as good as a process, and now the bloody old lunatic has gone around to Green Street looking for a G-man. When is Long John going to hang that fella in Mountjoy, says Joe. Bergen, says Bob Dorden, waking up. Is that Alf Bergen? Yes, says Alf. Hanging? Wait till I show you. Here, Terry, give us a pony. That bloody old fool. £10,000. You should have seen Long John's eye. UP. And he started laughing. What are you laughing at? Says Bob Dorn. Is that Bergen? Hurry up, Terry boy, says Alf.